الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni channel, there are many benefits of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited Durood e Pak upon me excessively in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this series of Food for Thought, in the first episode, alhamdulillah, we learnt that we can change this everyday habit into a great way of earning huge rewards. We learnt how to do wudu of eating, washing the hands up to the wrist and rinsing the mouth, and what great rewards this brought. Today we're going to learn some more amazing things, which are simple, but if we start to practice upon them, we can change the whole setup of eating. We can change our mindset. Before you start to eat, indeed, before you do anything, we should make it a habit of reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Any righteous act that you do, it is a sunnah to start it with these beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And similarly, it is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to recite Bismillah before eating and drinking something, as recitation of Bismillah brings with it many blessings. As the Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, a person is served with food and is forgiven before the food is removed. This is because he recites Bismillah when the food is served and Alhamdulillah when the food is removed. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Monday channel, look at how simple this reward is. Just by reciting Bismillah when we are eating and Alhamdulillah after we have eaten, we gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, Hazrat Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the food on which Allah's name is not mentioned causes illness and contains no blessings. Allah. Let's think about all those times that we take this great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, this ni'mat, this amazing blessing of the food, and then the taste, the ability to taste it, the ability to chew it, the ability to swallow it, and the ability to digest it. All these amazing blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet, we don't take care to thank Allah Azza wa Jal by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How ungrateful are we? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madin channel, let's make it a firm intention that Allah Azza wa Jal is blessing us with food, whatever we want to eat. There are hundreds and thousands of people in the world who don't know where the next meal is going to come from, who eat only the bare minimum. Yet our fridges are full of fruit. Our fridges are full of delicious foods. There are so many people in the world who don't have the ability to taste properly. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with this gift. There are so many people who can't chew their food and they struggle. The food has to be mashed for them. And yet we have this ability. There are so many people who can't digest their food and they have to eat only simple foods. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us this amazing gift and blessing, has showered us with His mercy. And one simple thing can be a sign of gratitude and thanking Allah for this great ni'mat. And that is reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before one starts to eat. The atonement, so if you forget to mention Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you eat, then it is written, one should read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim if he hasn't got up from the dining mat as soon as he remembers. If the dining mat has been removed, then he should lick his fingers and recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the food on which Bismillah is not recited becomes halal for the shaitan, for Satan. In other words, when you sit down to eat, Satan sits down with you and joins in your meal. The food before which Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not recited has no blessings in it, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Muslim channel. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, we were once present in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When food was served, at the beginning of the meal, there were a lot of blessings in the food. And then towards the end, we observed that the blessings became less. And there were no blessings in the end. We asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason behind this? And Aqas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, all of us had recited Bismillah prior to eating. But when a person who had not recited Bismillah sat down to eat with us, the shaitan also ate with him and the blessings disappeared. Allah, Allah, Allah. Today, we say that the blessings are disappearing from our homes. Yet, we start to eat in the morning and continue to eat in the evening without reciting Bismillah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bundi channel, this is where our blessings are disappearing. Let's make it a habit. But even if it's a snack, we read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before we put it in our mouth. Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi narrates, Raka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wishes that shaitan neither eats with him, nor takes siesta with him, nor spends the night with him, should say salam while entering his home and should recite Bismillah prior to eating. Subhanallah. Today when we walk through the door, we forget to say salam to the family. We think, well, it's our family, it doesn't matter. My dear Islamic brothers, it does matter. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that by giving salam to our own family when we walk through the home and reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim brings many blessings and keeps the shaitan away. And then a known commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan alayhi rahmatul Rahman has stated, when entering the house, one should recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, place the right foot into the house, and then one should say salam to those in the household. If nobody is at home, then he should say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and send salutations from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will bring great blessings to his home. Some saints have also written that when you enter your house, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and Surah Ikhlas Sharif as you enter your home at the beginning. This brings about harmony in the household, prevents quarrels and increases blessings in sustenance. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, look at the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, when we sit down to eat, we are so far away from sunnah that when we think about it, it embarrasses us. Today, we have the blessings of Allah surrounding us. We can eat what we want, when we want it. Yet, we neglect this basic right of thanking Allah for His blessings by simple act of reciting Bismillah. Sometimes it will happen that we will forget, but if we can keep going, keep reprimanding yourself, and say, why did I fail? If I didn't have this gift of Allah, if I didn't have this food, I would be struggling. So why should I forget to recite Bismillah? And keep going, and eventually it becomes a habit. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person eats, he should mention the name of Allah as those in I recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If he forgets to recite Bismillah in the beginning, and he remembers during the eating, he should recite بسم الله أوله وآخره. This will Alhamdulillah bring the blessings to his food. Sayyidina Umayyah bin Makashi رضي الله تعالى عنه said, a person was eating food without reciting Bismillah. When he was about to eat the last morsel, he recalled and recited Bismillah أوله وآخره. Seeing this, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said with a smile, Shaitan was also eating with this person. When he mentioned the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Shaitan spewed up what was in his stomach. Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If one eats reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it brings so much barakat to your food. Without it, there are no blessings in your food. With it, the shaitan is at bay. Without it, a shaitan by the name of Qarin joins in the meal. And this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah in relation to the shaitan spewing up the food shows us the great power of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else saw it, but Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see everything and could see the shaitan, how he was sat there eating. And when this sahabi recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah awwalahu akhirah, he spewed up everything. A renowned commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has stated that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is able to see even the hidden creatures. The hadith of Mubarakah is very explicit in its meaning and does not require elaboration or interpretation. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had the power to see the whole of creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was a beautiful gift of Allah Azza wa Jal to his beloved Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, let's make it a habit of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before everything we do, but especially when we sit down to eat. Let's make it a habit of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal every time we sit down to eat. Do you know the great scholars have taught us they would do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal whilst they were eating. Today we're talking about simply reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Listen to this. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with his servant who glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal after consuming a morsel of food and drinking water. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased when we do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal when we eat. Subhanallah. How easy it is to get the pleasure of Allah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Muslim channel, and yet we ignore it. All we need to do is whenever we eat, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we've eaten, say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And if we did it on every morsel, we are gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah. There is no greater privilege in the world than gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who pleases Allah Azza wa Jal and Allah becomes pleased with him will gain great blessings in this world and in the hereafter will enter Jannah. If we can make it a habit to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal on every morsel of food and every time we drink water, honestly, it would change our lives. You know, this habit is the practice of the pious people of Allah, and it would bring so much blessings to our home and our life. Today we forget to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yet the way of our pious predecessors was this, that they would make it a habit to recite Bismillahi ya wajidu every time they took a morsel and put it in their mouth. And then, when they swallowed it, they would say Alhamdulillah. Every morsel, every bit of food. Today, forget every morsel. We are lazy to say Bismillahi Rahman Rahim at the beginning. Look at their beautiful ways. In this way, everything that went into their mouth, they thanked Allah Azza wa Jal by reciting Bismillah, by saying Ya Wajidu, and ending with the glorification of Allah and saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, in a booklet published by Maktabatul Madina, 40 Spiritual Cures, it is narrated that whoever recites Ya Wajidu prior to eating every morsel that food will become noor in his stomach and will cure diseases, inshallah. Subhanallah. Look at this. What was it? It was a sinful habit of eating that we'd learned as a child. But today, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, through the beautiful book that Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Ali has written, we learn that this thing we do every day, actually we can turn into a great way of earning reward and blessings. And we can learn to gain the pleasure of Allah simply by reciting certain things before and during we're eating. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni channel, there are many, many benefits of eating in accordance with Sunnah. If one eats on the floor, sitting on a dining mat which is laid on the floor, this is another beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated a hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari Sharif that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat at a dining table or in small bowls. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with the companions would eat food on a dining mat laid on the floor. Now, it's not haram to eat on a dining table, my dear Islamic brothers, but it's not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Alama Mawlana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullah alayhi, has stated in Bukhari Sharia, meal is served to the rich at tables so that they don't have to bow their heads while they're eating, while it is custom of the arrogant to eat in that way. But it is better, more humble, and more befitting to eat with the head bowed by sitting on the floor. Subhanallah. Renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has said, it is sunnah to bow the head a little in front of you whilst eating food. The dining mat used by Rasulullah was either made of cloth or leather or palm tree leaves. Using the dining mat spread out on the floor was the way of Rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers, the more we learn the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah, the more we will enjoy our food. Why? Because we will know that not only are we filling our stomach, but at the same time, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we are gaining great reward. We are gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are pleasing our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give me the tawfiq to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before I eat. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq, that no matter what we eat, even if it's tasting something, whatever it is, when we pick it up, we remember straight away, I'm going to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim so that the shaitan has no proportion of this. And I'm going to thank Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen after. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, like we eat on the floor in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah and we raise our legs so it presses against our stomach, we gain the worldly benefits. And we also get the reward for acting upon a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah. Similarly, it is not sunnah to eat, whether you sat on the floor or at the table, with your shoes on. Today, the difficulty we have is we try to copy the society we're in. If we're around people, we try to see what the etiquette of the room is. What we should be wondering about is what the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in any situation. And we should be careful. Why? Because it has been said by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman that we should refrain from copying the community that we live in. Why? Because Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that whoever imitates a community is from amongst them. Allah, Allah, Allah. We don't want to be amongst the society that we live in. We want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever loves my sunnah, loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Subhanallah. Today, we learn the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we learned the blessings of sitting on the floor and sitting in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how adherence to sunnah gives you respect. Adherence to the etiquette of society will not gain you any respect and reward. But if you live your life in accordance with the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spend your days and nights making sure that whatever you pick up to eat, you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and eat it in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will be written down in the Book of Deeds. And it may be the way that we gain salvation on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the tawfiq to eat in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.